Hello, everyone. I'm just booing to demonstrate a new Keurig that we got. Well, it's not new. It's an older model. The one with the buttons. We got it from a couple that's moving down south, and they didn't want to bring the Keurig with them. So I'm just filling the tank right now. Got it for a good price. It was like $80, and got the Keurig and a carousel, which holds K-cups. It's like a spinny thing, and it holds about 28 K-cups. We have it on the counter, but it can fit in the cupboard or whatever. Kind of hard to get the screw cleaned up. There we go. Put the lid back on. There's three different kinds of K-cups in the carousel right now, so see which one I get. Maybe I'll pick one from the top. K-cups are pretty small, but you can get so many different kinds. So I'm just putting the K-cup inside, and I'm going to select large. So right now the selection of K-cups that we have is Colombian, breakfast blend, and truffle chocolate raspberry. And I think that's what I got. The truffle chocolate raspberry. It's so weird. It kind of smells like a cigar when it's pouring into the cup. The smell totally reminds me of a cigar. Okay, I put more water in there. I don't know why it's buttering. But that's the Keurig. So yeah, now I just remove the cake up and drink my coffee. Have a good day, everyone.
So, now it's my turn to demonstrate the Keurig. I will grab a random coffee pod. I'll stick it in the hole. What do I do with my cup? There it is. Put it underneath. Close the lid. Hit the large button. That it's not what? It is nice that it's not a touch screen. It makes it really easy to use. Don't really care about the other options it has as long as it makes coffee. With the Keurig, if you let it heat up the first time, you can leave it on and just continue to put your K-cups in until the tank's empty and just refill the tank and leave it on and keep going. You could drink coffee all day. It's almost empty. Oh, you just filled it? And we have coffee. Have a good day.